The man killed a mighty giant.
A basic English lesson being taken by former professional civil servants and their children. These are Arab-speaking refugees from Sudan who are in desperate need of learning the English language to ease their transition into Uganda. Among them is Razan Abdurrahim Muhammad, a chemical engineer by profession and the mother of four children. Having escaped from Sudan in March, Muhammad lost contact with her husband.
I want improve myself to be able to apply for any job so that I won't care my children.
That's the sound of a soap, that is, you know, different meaning.
Each of the 50 students in the class needs at least 3 months to learn the language. Asmahan Ahmed must mix Arabic and English for easy understanding for her students. With fewer teaching facilities, the former civil engineer is teaching a lesson about basic English sounds. Most of the refugees, she says, learned only a little English in school before arriving in Uganda.
It was difficult for us to communicate and use it for social purposes. And we find that hardness to explain ourselves, that what we know, than what we want, what we need.
Dawla Hussein Hassan was first displaced from Sudan in 2011 during a civil conflict. She sought refuge in South Sudan, but that country's conflict drove her to Uganda in 2014. Now, the executive director of the Kanda Kiat Organization for Women's Empowerment says she has been working to better the lives of these newly arrived Sudanese refugees. Hassan notes that struggles with the English language have left many refugees frustrated regardless of their education and qualifications.
They need real assist to fix themselves within this community and to feel their dignity, because if I'm a doctor myself, I'm not expressing to my fellow doctor how I feel, how I'm sick, because of the language barrier, the shame comes up. You find you're humiliated.
As of early June, Uganda has registered more than 39,000 refugees from Sudan, with 70% being women and children. Paul Zbigniewdime, the senior protection officer with the UN Refugee Agency in Uganda, is working with the Ugandan government to get refugee doctors and professors licensed and certified.
We have been able to profile most of the workers so far at Kiryandongo level, in Kampala level, and we are having those discussions and the work with Ministry of Health, Ministry of Education and Sport to have them being able to exercise an activity here in Uganda.
Hassan hopes that with more support and the expansion of the teaching facility, more refugees will acquire better English language skills to prepare them for what now seems like an uncertain future.
Short man.
Halima Othmani for VA News, Mukono, Uganda.